Maxim Kładec, prezes Czerwca.
Yes, thank you, Chair. You have before you a colourful copy of the annual report, which you may wish to peruse with impressive glee, or you may choose not to, but the report is there. And I'm pleased to be able to serve the annual report at this meeting. We weren't able to do it at the previous meeting because we were under the European Union pre-election period. My report as a leader is quite comprehensive, and I'm not going to repeat matters that are in there because I'm sure members will ask questions if they have them. I have a couple of additions to mention. I'm just going to ask Councillor Atwell to cover two matters. The first is relates to a letter dated the 24th of July this year, received from the Secretary of State, and also relating to an officer of this council. I think it's appropriate that Council Apple deals with those and have come under my report. Councillor Apple.
Thank you, Leader. In relation to the Council, the Leader's report on community safety and public protection, just an update with regard to the Combined Fire Authority. As you mentioned, we received today an email letter from the Secretary, Home Secretary Sajid Javid, which potentially is one of the last acts before he could move to a new role in the next day or two. But the letter was the acceptance of the case for the Combined Fire Authority. So it doesn't change the timelines that we now have, but it does demonstrate that the case for the Combined Fire Authority is accepted. So that's excellent news for the Ardwyke Fire and Rescue Service and its long-term resilience. And I'd also like to thank the Leader for the opportunity to thank Officer Howard Watts, who is attending his final council meeting tonight before departing to join the Staffordshire Fire and Rescue Service as Director of Community Safety. Howard has been the lead fire officer for the Ardwyke for the past 2.5 years. During that time, he's worked tirelessly for the Ardwyke Fire and Rescue Service and has been a great support to me as Cabinet Member for Community Safety and Public Protection. I'd like to thank Howard for all that support and for his dedication to the fire service. I wish him well in his future career, and I'm sure I speak not just for myself, but all the Conservative colleagues, and I'm equally sure other members would like to offer Howard their thanks for his service and wish him all the best for the future. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you, Councillor Atwell. We have 15 minutes for questions on the Leader's report only. Councillor Chancellor, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for your reports. Very interesting reading. I was just wondering going back to your earlier point in your report regarding your meeting with James Brokenshire at the MGA conference, which I was grateful to attend to represent the council in the great conference it was. Did you manage to get him to ask him why the Isle of Wight was passed over for? Right, thank you. Well, some breaking news about Jamie Brokenshire. Sorry, just being passed my way. He's not the cabinet member, so maybe it's a points question. But the question is, did you get a chance to ask him why the Isle of Wight was passed over for future high streets funding and why the lion's share, despite assurances from his department that it was going to be geographically spread evenly around the country, the lion's share has gone up to the northwest of England? Thank you.
So thank you for the question. You're absolutely right. It was one of the frustrations that have been identified that the fund has run to a lot of the northern towns. However, two things I would point out. First of all, on Friday we have the chief executive of the Local Enterprise Partnership coming here with our MP so that we can build a strategy to go and challenge that very point, and we will be seeing, based on your information, whoever is the next person responsible, you're moving faster than I. And so the answer to your question before is no, we're not giving up on that. I feel that I'm extremely and growing of the view that Newport on this island has to be our island destination. And I think the regen work, which members would have seen when they came into County York and saw, it is really good work and is really trying to make that happen. And I hope all members of the chamber will support me. I'm very grateful for that, because I think Newport being successful is actually rather a success. I did, however, on the side of that, also get a chance to talk to Heather Wheeler, who is the MP specifically responsible for homelessness. And this is why I think examples of what Councillor Mosley is up to. Because Heather Wheeler, without asking me, when I told her that we were doing some regional work around retail homelessness, has offered to come to the office to meet again with Councillor Mosley and just see what we are doing. So we are getting some track, if that's the word, with our ministers. If your text tells you that he's a Secretary of State, I don't know where my arrows need to be directed next.
Thank you, Russell. Sir, Russell, please give us the bookups.
Yes, right, Chairman. I spoke to you, Councillor Stewart, about the infrastructure and the transport, which was the traffic problems caused at when the lights went out at Fairlie. That was the third time that it had happened. The serious delays, it really had detrimental 2 hours. We know kids lost time in schools and everything. Why isn't there an emergency plan and a diversion in place? Why couldn't people be diverted down the wrong sea coast and through that? And why couldn't that barrier be lifted and one-way traffic down that way so that people could get to absolutely vital appointments at hospitals, to the mainland, and actually to see dying relatives in hospice?
So they're all good questions, to which I don't have the answer, but Council Ward may at the moment be able to respond. One of the positives that we learned from that, as you know, is that we had, fortunately, a floating bridge that was working actively, and over 1,000 vehicles on that day, which is the equivalent of 51 floating bridges, were able to help us. And I hope in the future, when we have the managed disruption of the St. Mary's roundabout, it will be there to support us as well. But that's given Councillor Ward some thinking time to answer this.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Lee. Didn't need any thinking time. In view of what's happened, and it's all very well being wise after the event, but with the contract management team, our highways department and Island Roads have spoken about this, and one of the major problems was we needed a specialist to fix the lights, and that specialist had to come from the mainland. We are looking at what contingency plans we can put in place to avoid that in the future. You know, it is taken on board, and we are planning to get around it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ward. Councillor John Howell, this is a question for Lina.
Thank you, Chairman. Could I ask a question on page G2, item 6, about discharge from hospitals? First of all, I'd like to thank you and Andrew for the work that's been done in to make sure that people are leaving hospitals when they need to and not stuck in beds when they don't need to. But could I ask that this is constantly reviewed to make sure that during the winter periods that we don't get blockage and that it is constant flow and that people, when they leave hospital, they're able to go home or go to a facility without a plant. Thank you.
Thank you for a very good question, and I'll ask Councillor
Mosley
to answer that.
Councillor Howe, every Friday morning at 7:15 there is what we call a detox meeting. That happens every Friday throughout the year, 52 weeks of the year, and that has the trust there. It will have got Mark Smiley across the room there, our Assistant Director of Adult Social Care, the Hospital Social Work team, people from the ailment, and they have the lists in front of them of who are the people that need to come out of the hospital and the right care packages that they need. If there are any issues at all with those people coming out of the hospital, then that's addressed straight away. That's what those meetings are for, and that's why our detox figures have become so good, because it's all wrapped around the person. So we don't actually have the names on the list, but we have how long they've been in, what's been happening to them, where they need to go. And it's really, really worked. So it's got national recognition on what we're doing with our detox meetings. So it's not something that we need to review, because every week that happens.
Thank you. Councillor Beats.
Thank you, Chair. This isn't a question for Lena, but I just want to let you know what Councillor Atwood said about the service for Howard Watson. I was Tig's predecessor, as the cabinet president for community safety and protection. And I worked with Howard for very, very closely for the first year.
This is a question for the leader.
I just want to wish Howard all the very best for the future as well as a.
Thank you very much. Councillor Armour, pleasure, Mr. Brilliant.
Thank you. When the administration made housing a priority, naturally I was very encouraged by that. Over the last couple of days, I'm not going to go into detail because wouldn't you like to do that, but I have been very much at the sharp end of dealing with a situation with homelessness. Incidentally, a couple of days ago, a poster popped up, which I welcomed with details of Screaming, Salvation Army and the Council's Housing Support as a collective support network. But I have to say that this didn't work. And the person concerned ended up actually walking for 3 hours to get between provision. Now, I know that this is only just one place, so my question is, I have, is there an alternative? These numbers aren't working, so what should people do? Because I've been sharing that to my residents, saying these are ones that you can contact to help people with homelessness. So what should they do in that situation?
Well, we call on the council and also deal with homelessness.
Thank you. Can I confuse this council and there is the appropriate way to deal if you do have something in Rossi between your own streets? I have been in the background kept completely up to date with what Councillor Drake has been doing. The situation is very, very complex. I can't discuss this in this chamber. It is not a case of simply someone just becoming homeless. It's something that has gone on for a very long period of time. We have also made Councillor Andre aware of her home safety when she's dealing with things. And we have also advised her that she is a grown-up, and if she chooses to do things the way she's doing, that's the way that it should be done. I have complete assurance from Jake Brenchley of what's happening in that situation. I would hate for it to be taken out of context into this chamber and make the work that Jamie is dealing with. Out of any context at all. The outreach team are aware of everybody and they were aware of this person. There was stuff being put in place. And also, what we need to do, I don't know if you've ever pressed, but the sweat commission has just come in because of the extreme heat that we have at the moment as well.
Thank
you. Sorry, I'll just come back to you because my question doesn't really answer. What is the proper procedure? Because post of it came out, it was telling people how to react. It's not fit for purpose, I'm sorry.
Good, we need to move on. We've only got a few minutes and we need questions from the leaders who want to know. This special question, Councillor Levy is next, please.
I wish to refer to item 6 and the second paragraph on page C2. Particularly, I want to refer to the homelessness. With amount of empty properties. We're very glad and support the new empty property strategy. Can I have some information, reassurance from the leader that we actually do really vigorously use that strategy and get some of the many, many hundreds of empty properties there's a lot in Ryde, where I am there, that if we brought those properties back in, many homeless families would actually have a home. So when are we going to start to be really vigorous in using that strategy?
Thank you.
I'm not sure where C26 states as well, if it's helpful, I met with our homeless officer this week, and as Councillor Hutchinson, we are going to be very active on those properties that sit within the right criteria. So some are in the 6 months to 2 years and not in use, quite in my language. And I know the officers are looking at maximising their full powers under that piece of legislation that we can use, because you've only got to go and walk up Newport High Street, I'm sure in Rye, and I'm sure that's where it frustrates many, that at a time when we are being pressured over the numbers of houses that we need now and in the future, that we have these properties empty, effectively. There are some issues because some may not be residential, they may be commercial storerooms and there's nothing stored in them. And there are others who just seem to sit on certain properties which we all likely consider derelict and actually bring quite a negative impact on the island. So, in answer to your question, I can reassure you it's being looked at in general terms. I just want to check that Councillor Abraham doesn't want to add to that.
Yes, no, I think there are certain criteria that's outlined in the strategy work, they cannot take action. Houses that something might be in there, or something might have just come out of hospital, or they're being held up by overlay. Those are the sorts of things where we can't actually take action. But Will Taylor, I have to say, has been an excellent officer. We have updated the policies to bring up to current standards, and we are being vigorous as we possibly can within the money we've got available to us to do it.
Councillor Garrett's next. Quickly, I've got 1 minute left.
Thank you, Chairman. My question is to paragraph 15, page C3. Can I ask the leader or through him, the cabinet member, to, in terms of reviewing the resilience of the plans for dealing with gridlock that happens in Newport, sort of fairly but obviously we saw significant delays on Parker's Road in the last few days. Can I stress the importance of making sure that those plans look to the needs of bus passengers? Those who drive cars can make choices or sometimes can make choices. Those who are stuck on buses have to stay on buses. And I heard of a lady in the opticians who came in after I was there saying she had been stuck for 2 hours. She was desperately concerned that she was late for her appointment. Held up on 2 hours on the bus because of that situation. So I'm Councillor Wood is nodding, but I'm sure he would speak to that effect as well.
I'm sure you can. Well, I would just say, first of all, we're quite happy if, in confidence, we can share with certain board members information that they don't think are leading within other ways. However, on this particular issue, I can confirm, I'm sure Captain Warburton is quite new, and the conversation we've had with subjects on that very issue.
Okay. I take Councillor Garrett's point very seriously, and I will basically double check that we have a plan for that, but hopefully we won't need it because we shouldn't get into that situation again with the plan we have for dealing with that sort of problem.
Thank you, Councillor. That's a question of the leader's report.
I can just make an observation on the questions to the leader. Do we have to go through a process, given that questions to cabinet members were removed 2 years ago, where every question has to be firstly answered by the leader and then the cabinet member, eating into the 15 minutes that we are allowed for this section of the agenda? It seems to be reducing even further scrutiny. And I also just let you all know on the other side, since at least 15 of you would have voted for the monster, that currently 12 members of the previous cabinet have gone, including Jeremy Hunt. I hope you all enjoyed it. He's been with you a real run. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Pastor Brian. We do have some nice questions by the end of the agenda as well. Next, we move on to item 7. This member's asking for a recommendation. Is
do we have questions to the leader? Or do we have questions to the leader and
the Minister? Yeah, let's just respond to that.
Yeah, I'll take that away, Councillor Brody. I think you make an interesting point. I never wanted to dismiss something without giving it some due consideration. And one way or another, I'm actually going to answer.